So now moving on to the first and the most important part for today's call. Today we have here with us His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu. And Kamal Lochan Prabhu is going to enlighten us with the glories of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Gauridas Pandit. It also happens to be Srila Rupa Goswami's and Srila Gauridas Pandit's disappearance day, which is observed in India today, I think, and it was observed in U.S. yesterday. Kamal Lochan Prabhu, are you there in the call right now?
Yes, I'm on the call.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you so much for your valuable association today. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please accept my humble obeisances. And Prabhuji, I'll let you take over the call from here.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Tarottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayet. Nashtaprayesha Bhadresho. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchikim. Om Jnagrandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya. Chakshuran Militam Yena. Tasmai Shri Brave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam. Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Svayam Rupa Kadapaiha. Dadati Swapadantikam. Pandeham Shri Guru. Shri Uta Padakamalam. Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam. Sahagana Raghunathanvitam. Tam Sajivam. Sadvaitam Savadhutam. Harijana Sahitam. Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan. Sagana Lalita Shivisha Karmitamsya. Namaum Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta. Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswate Deve. Gauravani Pracharini. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Paschata Deshatarini. Namaum Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta. Saraswati Kinani, Srivar Shabarnavi Devi, Dahitai Kripabdhe, Vishasamanda Vidyana, Daini Prave Namaha, Madhur Yajala Premadhya, Sri Rupanaga Bhattida, Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti, Vigrahaya Namastute, Namaste Gauravani, Sri Murte Dinatarini, Rupanaga Virutapa, Sandadvanta Harini, Namo Gaura Kishoraya, Sakshadri Rabdi Murtai, Vipralambara Sambhoge, Padam Bujaya Te Namaha, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya, Sachidananda Namine, Gaura Shakti Swarupaya, Rupanuga Varayate, Gaura Virbhava Bhumestam, Yadesha Sarjana Priya, Vaishnava Sarvabhaumashri, Jagannathaya Te Namaha, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindrubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishaye Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupasvarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jalapite, Gopesha Gopikar Kanta, Agha Kanta Namustade, Jetam Shurator Bungur, Mamanda Mater Gati, Matsarvaswa Padam Bojo, Radha Madana Mohano, Divyadrandara Nikalpadrumada, Srimad Ratnagar Simhasanasto, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Prashvali Visevi Manu Smarami, Sriman Rasarasa Rambi, Vamshi Vata Tatastitaha, Karsam Venu Sunir Gopir, गोपीनाथः श्रीयेस्तुनः सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. Today is a very auspicious day. That is the disappearance of Srila Rupa Goswami and Gauridas Pandit. So first we'll try to discuss something about Srila Rupa Goswami. We have heard many stories of Rupa Goswami, and also we have heard many pastimes of Rupa Goswami. But today, let us focus on the Pranam Mantra of Rupa Goswami, which is a very interesting Pranam Mantra. First, we chant this Pranam Mantra in the Mangalacharan. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamini Handadati Sagantikam. So where this Pranam Mantra says that one day Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam. Mana means mind. Abhishtam means which is dear to the mind of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is there in the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is understood by Rupa Goswami. Now, interesting, if you see in all the six Goswamis, we have Sanatana Goswami, who is actually the elder, is actually elder to Rupa Goswami. And also, then Rupa Goswami himself in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, he accepts Sanatana Goswami as his spiritual master. Sanatana Tanumur. He uses the word Madhyasthali, Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu will be a resting place of Sanatana Goswami. Of course, he uses a pun there saying that Sanatana Tanur, it also refers to Krishna, who is having a body which is eternal. So we will not go into that verse of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. But somehow we get this point from Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu that Rupa Goswami accepted Sanatana Goswami as a leader, as a spiritual master. But now when it comes to describing the six Goswamis, our Acharyas have described that Rupa Goswami is the leader of all the Goswamis. And we are called Rupanugas. We are not called Sanatana Anugas. We are not called Raghunath Das Goswami Anugas. They are called Rupanugas. What is the reason for this thing? The reason is that there are two reasons for it. Number one, though Rupa Goswami accepts Sanatana Goswami as his spiritual master, Rupa Goswami is the leader. Why? Because Rupa Goswami was the first Goswami to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And God initiated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Initiation means that he got Shakti Aves from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa and Sanatana got their names from Santosh became Rupa Goswami and Amar became Sanatana Goswami. That happened Ram Keli when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the first time. But though they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu together for the first time in Ram Keli, but the Siksha was received by Rupa Goswami first. Not only Rupa Goswami received Siksha first from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag for 10 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually did Shakti Sanchar. Shakti Sanchar means to empower the heart with the potency. So Rupa Goswami received the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before Sanatana Goswami. So that is why as an etiquette, as a Vyavahar, we accept a person who is initiated first as senior. So one may be, there may be somebody who is 50-year-old, but there may be a 20-year-old devotee, but he receives initiation first, he is considered to be senior. Because our birth is actually when the time of initiation. So we find that Rupa Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before all the six Goswamis meet. And that is the reason means we are receiving the potential of the avish.
Sorry to interrupt, Prabhuji, but we are having very hard time to hear. So can you please come closer to the phone?
Hare Krishna, is it okay now?
Yes.
Hare Krishna?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Now it's fine, no? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So this is the first reason why Rupa Goswami is actually the leader of all the six Goswamis. Because he received the transcendental knowledge from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before all the Goswamis could receive. And he received Sakti Sanchar. And the second reason is more confidential reason why Rupa Goswami is considered to be the leader of the six Goswamis. Because he understood the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, what is the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? For that, we need to go to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is the Antalila, first chapter, where Srila Rupa Goswami meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannathpuri. So there is a wonderful pastime which happened that is connected to Jagannath Rath Yatra, where Rupa Goswami actually he exhibits the pastime of understanding the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So a disciple who actually understands the heart of the spiritual master is the topmost disciple. Actually, intelligence means to understand the heart of a person. So there are something called words of a person. So that can be understood by anybody. But a person who is more intelligent, he understands the bhava, the heart or the mind behind the words. So that is known as bhavartha. Like sometimes somebody may say something, like even a simple activity, like somebody is sitting for eating prasad, and a person is serving, he should not just understand the words of the people who are eating prasad, but he should understand the mind of the person. Sometimes somebody is eating prasad, says, no, enough. But actually, the mind says, no, I want more. So the person who is serving should be so intelligent to understand the mind of a person. In the same way, a wife should understand the mind of the husband. She is considered the topmost. There are three kinds of disciples. One disciple is one who understands the mind of the spiritual master and conducts his activities. Number two, a disciple who actually understands only the words of the spiritual master, he acts on it. Number three, even after the spiritual master speaking, the disciple would not understand it or execute that activity. So in this way, Rupa Goswami was a person who, one of the Goswamis who understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That can be understood during Rath Yatra. Actually, when we say Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha O Rupa Goswami Kadamaiham, when I am going to attain the nearness of your lotus feet. So, it is a prayer to Rupa Goswami. O Rupa Goswami, give me nearness to your lotus feet. So, this prayer we do because of Rath Yatra. So, see, Chaitanya Manobhishtam has something very closely related with the Rath Yatra festival. Now, we all know that Rupa and Sanatan, they left Ram Keli and then wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But first, Rupa Goswami along with his brother, Anupam, both of them went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag for 10 days and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed them. And then Rupa and Anupam, both of them came to Vrindavan. There Vrindavan, Subuddhi Roy, he took Rupa Goswami to all the places in Vrindavan, 12 forests. And also Rupa Goswami was very eager to meet Sanatana Goswami. And not only that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Rupa and Anupam, you go to Vrindavan after some time, you come back to Jagannath Puri for some time to meet me. Then Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they started their yatra to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan. So while they were going from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, Rupa Goswami went on the banks of the river, River Ganga. First he wanted to go to Bengal. So they both went to Bengal. And on the way, Rupa Goswami was actually contemplating on writing his book on Krishna's pastime. He wanted to write a drama on Krishna's pastime. So he was thinking about different aspects of the drama along with Anupam. So when they went to Bengal, Rupa and Anupam, he left his body. Then Rupa Goswami, he thought, he took some time in Bengal to do the last rites of Anupam. And from Bengal, Rupa Goswami started walking towards Jagannath Puri. When he was on his way to Jagannath Puri, there he went to one town. He was resting in one town called Satyabhamapur. So there, in the town, when Rupa Goswami was asleep, he had a beautiful dream. So in that beautiful dream, he saw that there was one very beautiful lady. She was like a goddess. And she appeared in the dream of Rupa Goswami and told Rupa Goswami, don't mix the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, or Vrindavan Krishna's pastime and Dwarka Krishna's pastime together. You write a pastime, you write two separate books describing Krishna's Vrindavan pastime separately, and you write another book describing Krishna's Dwarka's pastime. In this way, both of them, so she came in the dream and then she left. Here Rupa Goswami was wondering, who is she, who is she? And somehow he gathered his consciousness back, and then he went to Jagannath Puri. When Rupa Goswami went to Jagannath Puri, as usual, whenever any Goswami would go, they would go and stay in Haridas Thakur's place. Those of you who must have gone to Jagannath Puri must have gone to Siddha Bakul. So there in Siddha Bakul, Haridas Thakur was staying. And that is where our actual story starts, to understand what exactly is the meaning of Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, until the first chapter, 46 verse onwards, it is described like this. Haridas Thakur Tanare Bahu Kripa Kaila Tumi Asibe Mora Prabhu Yeve Kaila. So out of great affection and mercy, Haridas Thakur told Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already informed me that you would come here. So Haridas Thakur was very happy to receive Rupa Goswami. And there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come. Don't worry. Like that he was telling Haridas Thakur, at the same time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he arrived. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Dandavata Rupa Dandavata Kare Haridas Kaila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, as soon as he came, Rupa Goswami paid obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here Haridas Thakur tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, your Rupa Goswami has come here. Then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami. And Haridas Rupalana Prabhu Vasa Ekasthane. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami. Then he inquired about auspicious news and then continued to talk for some time with Rupa Goswami. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about Sanatana Goswami. So Rupa Goswami told, oh Lord, I could not meet him because I came by the road of the bank of River Ganga, and Sanatana Goswami must have gone to the public road. And also he told that my brother, he left his body, Anupam, he left his body. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started describing the glory of Anupam. Anupam was a great devotee of Lord Ram. One day, Rupa Goswami offered respectful obeisance and lotus feet of all of them. What happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought many devotees the next day. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced each and every devotee to Rupa Goswami. All the devotees, one by one, came and embraced Rupa Goswami. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Advaita Acharya Nityanandaprabhu, both of you should show so much of mercy wholeheartedly to Rupa Goswami. Mr. Rupa Goswami was very much blessed by Nityanandaprabhu and Advaita Acharya. So there, Tumara Duhara Kripa Yahara Ho Taicha Shakti. And may Rupa Goswami, by your mercy, become so powerful, says that he can describe the transcendental melodies of Krishna. transcendental past tense of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bhagavad Gita Acharya, or Nityananda, both of you showered so much of potency on Rupa Goswami that Rupa Goswami can write the past tense of Krishna. And in this way, Gauriya Uriya Yataya Prabhura Bhakta Gana. So those all Gauriyas and Uriyas, they all the devotees, Sabara Haila Rupa Snehara Bhajan. So Krishna Sridhar Goswami describes that Rupa Goswami became the object of affection to all the devotees, Gauriya, Uriya, all devotees who were there along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to see Rupa Goswami. And whatever prasadam he received in the temple, he would deliver Rupa Goswami in Haridas Thakur. Just imagine, though Rupa Goswami was born in a very great Saraswat Brahman family. He was actually Saraswat Brahman family from Karnataka. His ancestors from Karnataka. And there's a story that how one of the brothers, he took over the kingdom, and one of the brothers had to come here to Bengal and settle. So Saraswat Brahmin family means is the topmost among all the Brahmin families also. So in spite of that, Rupa Goswami felt so humble that he served under the Muslim king. He thought, I am not qualified to go inside Jagannath temple. So Rupa Goswami never went inside Jagannath temple to have darshan. He was with Haridas Thakur there. And there, both of them, Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami, daily converse about the past tense of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally come and give them prasadam. So sometimes they would have Ishta Goshti, and sometimes they would go to the temple, to go to afternoon bath in the ocean, come back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking so much of pleasure in associating with Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami also felt unlimited pleasure. So it so happened that one day, we know that Rath Yatra was about to happen. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking all the devotees to perform the Gundicha Mandir Marjan. So they went to Ayatota, and there they held a picnic. There Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur, they saw all the devotees were accepting prasadam, and they were all chanting the holy names of the Lord. They were so happy to see all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they received the remembrance of Mahaprabhu through Govinda, and then they were dancing in ecstasy because they received the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ayatota, which is just next to Gundicha temple. Aradhina Prabhu Rupa Milyavasina Swarup Sarvagna Shiromani Prabhu Kahit Elagya. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the next day, came to Rupa Goswami, and then he started speaking in a very transcendental way. And he said, Krishna Bhaira Nahi Kaya Vrajaite. Then he told, Krishna doesn't even go one step away from Vrindavan. Why do you want to take Krishna out of Vrindavan? He said, you write two dramas. Then he said, Vasudeva Krishna is different from Rajendranandan Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna is in Mathura and Dwaraka. But Rajendranandan Krishna is only Vrindavan. Vrindavanam Pratyajya Pratyam Padamekam Nakachanti. Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan even one step ahead. He doesn't go to Vrindavan. And Rupa Goswami was somewhat surprised. Hey, what is happening here? I think that divine Devi who came in my dreams was none other than Satyabhama. And she ordered me to write two different dramas. Now I understand this order has been confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I should not write just one book on the past tense of Krishna. Now I shall divide this one book into two parts. So Rupa Goswami wrote two wonderful dramas. One is known as Vidagdha Madhav, other is known as Lalita Madhav. Vidagdha Madhav describes the past tense in Vrindavan, and Lalita Madhav describes the past tense in Dwaraka and Mathura. So this is how Rupa Goswami, he wrote these two books. Now comes the day of Rath Yatra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in ecstasy during the Rath Yatra. So this Rath Yatra festival, practically all the devotees from Bengal is to come and take part in the Rath Yatra festival. There, what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was totally in ecstasy and go on, went on chanting a beautiful verse. So this verse, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting in front of Rathyatra, nobody could understand what is the meaning of this verse. So the whole point about Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, what is there going on in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could only be understood by Rupa Goswami and nobody else. Swarup Damodar understood it and Rupa Goswami understood it. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting this verse, Rupa Goswami recomposed another verse. Now let us examine these two verses. The verse which was chanted by Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the verse written by Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while looking at Jagannath, he was reciting a verse which is actually not from any scripture. It is written in some Laukika Kavya, a materialistic novel. This materialistic novel talks about a young girl in love with a young boy and they are having a conversation. So what is this conversation? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, यह कौमार हरस्तेव इवरास्तायेव चित्तचकास नेचोन मिलितमालती सौरभ्य पौरभ्य कदंबानिला सजीवां चितताति तत्र सुरदयापारलीला विधौरेवा रोदसिवेतसितरुतले चेतस्समुत्कंठते. So this verse talks about a young girl who is saying, oh, you are the same person who stole my heart in my youth. And it is the same month of Chaitra. And the same fragrance of Malati flower is there. But our relationship is very intimate. I am the same lover and you are the same beloved. Yet still I am not happy because we are somewhere else. There is no river here. There is no Vetasi tree here. There is no Reva river here. So my desire is to go to the Reva river on the bank of Reva river. Reva rodasi Vetasi tarutale chetas samatkanthate. So many people knew this verse is from an intimistic drama. They were completely surprised. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being a sannyasi is talking about some loving affairs for a boy and a girl? So they were completely surprised about it. So here, Rupa Goswami, immediately he goes to Haridas Thakur's place, where he stayed. There he takes a palm leaf, and he wrote a beautiful verse, which actually describes what is going on in the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what is that verse? Priyasso yam krishna sahachari kurukshetra mitas tataham sarada tadidam ubhaya sangama sukam tataapyantasyelan madura murali panchamajushe manome kalindi pulinaha itnaya prishyati. So this is the verse we have to remember when we are chanting this verse, Chaitanya Manobhishtam. What was going on in the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which nobody could understand other than Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami could understand. So, what understanding Rupa Goswami had, that is described by Rupa Goswami in this particular verse. Priyaha soyam krishna sahachari kurukshetra mitas. So when Srimati Radharani, along with sahachari, sahachari means other gopis, when they met Krishna in Kurukshetra, so there Srimati Radha, she started saying, tataham sarada tadidam ubhaya sangama sukham. Though Radha and Krishna met, Radharani felt, oh, I am not happy at all. Tathapi, even though they met, they were not happy. Radharani was not happy. Antakhelan madura murali panchamajushe. Why she was not happy? Because she wanted to go to the banks of Vrindavan, where Krishna would play the flute in the fifth note. The fifth note of the flute of Krishna is so transcendental. The whole Vrindavan.
Dame un segundito, te voy a volver a llamar.
Hare Krishna. The fifth note of Krishna's flute is so transcendent, the whole Vrindavan becomes completely stunned. That is why Satapyanta Kelan Madura Murali Panchamoshe Mano Mano Mekalindi Pulinaya Pulina Vipinaya Sprishyati. So Radharani was so eager that, oh Krishna, we have to go to Vrindavan. Sometimes people say that, oh, you are celebrating Rath Yatra festival. So where is this Rath Yatra festival mentioned in Bhagavatam? So this Bhagavatam mentions this Rath Yatra festival in one verse. It's very confidential. The most confidential pastime actually happened in Kurukshetra. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that we are not interested in any pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. We want to go to Kurukshetra because that is where Radharani requires us the most. In the Manjari Bhava, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur also expresses the same point. He says, Kurukshetra, the pastime which happened where Srimati Radharani and all the gopis met Krishna after so many years of separation. Just imagine they are meeting Krishna after so many years of separation. They should be happy. But why they are not happy? Because there, when Krishna goes to Kurukshetra, he remembers Bhagavad Gita. And all the gopis, they were crying in separation from Krishna. Seeing Krishna seeing this situation and the gopis, he started speaking about them. Oh gopis, don't be so attached to me because the body is temporary and we should not be so attached to anybody in this world. And also it is our duty to serve the husband and the family. Do karma yoga and practice jnana yoga. If at all you are so disturbed, practice jnana yoga. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Krishna started speaking to gopis. And the gopis felt so humbled. And they started crying. And especially Srimati Radharani, she is having a very humble attitude also and having a loving anger also. So expressing her humility externally and also expressing her humility externally and expressing her loving anger internally, she caught hold of the hand of Krishna and then spoke this beautiful words. In the Bhagavatam, it is described. Radharani spoke this word saying, Krishna, that Ahuschate Nalinaba Padaravindam Yogeshware Rivichintamagada Bodhi Sansara Kupatitotaranavalambam Deham Yushamapamanishit Sada Udhya Sadanaha. So this verse, so the Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami is remembering. Remembering this verse, he coined this verse, the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, 1st chapter 79. Priya soyam kurukshetra milita, sahachari kurukshetra milita. Though Krishna met Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, Radharani became so disturbed, she said that, no, this is not the place where you are supposed to do our pastimes. Though you are the same Krishna, though I am the same Radharani, this is not the place. This is a place where there are horses, the elephants, and then your form is also not proper. What is this? You are very, very crowned. You are more beautiful in Vrindavan. So I want to meet you in Vrindavan, not in Kurukshetra. In this way, she catches hold of the hand of Krishna and she starts dragging Krishna towards Vrindavan. Jeham Jusham, let us go home. So even though Radha and Krishna have met in Kurukshetra, but until they come to Vrindavan, on the bank of Yamuna, and where there is Kadamba, Kadamba trees, there are Tamara trees, till they come there, past tense won't happen. That is why Radharani, in spite of she meeting Krishna in Vrindavan, in Kurukshetra, she wanted Krishna to be in Vrindavan. So she caught hold of the hand of Krishna and started dragging. So this dragging of Krishna by Radharani from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, from Aishwarya Bhava, the opulence mood of Krishna with the Madhurya Bhava, that is the sweetness mood of Krishna, and that is actually Rath Yatra. And this Rath Yatra, which is actually going on in the heart of Chaitanya, that is how Srimati Radharani is dragging Krishna from Aishwarya Bhava to the Madhurya Bhava, that was understood by Rupa Goswami. That is why when we say Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam, it implies a very great meaning, very great pastime. And that becomes that is why Rath Yatra, Jagannath Rath Yatra, is the most important festival of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When we say Rupa Goswami, what do you mean by Rupa Goswami? One who understood the heart of Chaitanya. If Rupa Goswami has understood the heart of Chaitanya, what is there in the heart of Chaitanya? Rath Yatra is going in the heart of Chaitanya. Where the Manjaris would want to go desperately meet Radharani, because she is under great trouble. She requires help to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So that is why we all should run to Kurukshetra, not just to listen to Bhagavad Gita, that is a preliminary understanding of spiritual life, but to get into the mood of the Gaudiya, where Radharani is desperately catching hold of Krishna's hand and says that, "Oh, ahustate nalinanabha padaravindam. Oh, Krishna, you have become nalinanabha. We heard that the lotus flower comes from your navel and Brahma is born. Now you become a great person. You have forgotten us." So externally there is humility. At the same time, sarcastically, she is saying, "Oh, now you become a great man. Now let me show you how great you are." And then, "Ahustate nalinanabha padaravindam. Padaravindam, your lotus feet are meditated by the great yogis. And we simple gopis, what meditation we know?" That is what Radharani is telling. But internally, out of loving anger, what she is saying? You remember, Krishna, that when you left us in the Rasri Lila, we were crying in the gopi Gita. While crying, we said, "Your lotus feet must be very much affected by the thorns and the stones of Vrindavan. Oh, Krishna, keep your lotus feet on our breast. And also, we are so much afraid that our breasts are so hard that your lotus feet may be having some difficulty. It may cause pain. That much of love and care we have for the lotus feet. Sometimes, Krishna, when we think of your lotus feet in our heart, and in our heart when it is longing in separation, the heat of separation may actually burn your lotus feet. That kind of concern we have, that kind of love we have, and you should meditate. Oh Krishna, when we start to meditate on you, why we meditated on you? To want to forget you, but still we could not. On to such gopis, you are instructing karma yoga, jnana yoga, and ashtanga yoga to us." So Radharani became very angry. "Ahustate nalinanabha padaravindam yogeshwarai ruchi vichintimagada bodhai." And Krishna, you told, to cross over the ocean of material existence, you had to practice jnana. That is what you told. Do you think we have any material existence? We are not drowned in the ocean. We are not drowned in the well of material existence, samsara kupa. We are drowned in the ocean of separation from you, Krishna. And to such people, you tell Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita you tell to Arjuna, not to us. And then Krishna said, No, don't worry. I am in front of you. Now you are happy, na?" Then Radharani says, "No. Geham Jusham." In Hindi we say Garchalo. Geham means house. Come to our house. Where is our house? It is Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami is actually thinking of all the philosophy of Rath Yatra, the philosophy behind Rath Yatra, which is full of sweetness. In loving anger, Srimati Radharani is expressing her words in a very humble way externally and trying to catch Krishna's hand. And she is pulling. And all the gopis, all the manjaris are catching hold of Radharani and helping her in pulling Krishna from the Aishwarya Bhava, which he exhibits in Dwaraka. In Dwaraka, Krishna doesn't have flute. Krishna doesn't stand in Tribhanga Lalita in Dwaraka. He is like a king. That is why Radharani says, "Oh, Anya Vesha, Anya Desha, this is not your original form. This is not your original place where you stay, where we are supposed to stay. Let us go to Vrindavan." So it is actually a Vrindavan Yatra. Rath Yatra means actually Vrindavan Yatra. Just imagine, after so many years of separation, Radharani and all the gopis should be happy seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. Why they are not happy? Because Vrindavan is not there. So indirectly, the whole Rath Yatra festival is nothing but the glorification of Vrindavan. The glorification of Vrindavan happened in Kurukshetra, where Radha and Krishna are personally there. Still the past tense could not happen because of Vrindavan, because it is not Vrindavan. Sarupa Goswami is contemplating on these pastimes, this particular pastime which is going on in the heart of Chaitanya, and composes this very beautiful verse. So when we say Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam, we actually should think of this particular words priya soyam krishna sahachari kurukshetra militas tataham saradha taditam ubhaya sangama sukam tatahapyantakkelan madura murali panchamajushe manome kalindi pulina vipura vipinaya sprishyate. Sarva Goswami, he wrote this verse and then he kept it on the roof of the thatched hut. And then he went to take bath. By the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and then he saw the leaf, and he began to read it. Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read this verse, Shloka Padi Prabhu Sukhe Prema Vishta Haila, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read this verse, which was written by Rupa Goswami, Prema Vishta Haila, he went into ecstasy. Hey, na kale Rupa Goswami snana kare aila. So there, Srivilas Goswami describes, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reading this verse in his ecstasy, at the time Rupa Goswami took bath and came back. When he came back, immediately Rupa Goswami paid obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him and then gave a small slap on his, on mild slap on the cheeks of Rupa Goswami. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Gura mora hudaya tumi janila ke mane. Oh Rupa Goswami, how did you understand my heart? Gura mora, it is very confidential. The most confidential which is actually going on in the heart of Chaitanya is Atyatra festival. It's actually how Radharani met Krishna in Kurukshetra and pulled him to Vrindavan. And that is Gura mora hudaya. How did you understand Rupa Goswami? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Rupa Goswami very tightly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the verse and showed to Rupa Goswami to examine. And then Lord asked Sarup Damodar, hey, how is it that Amora Antara Varta Rupa Jalila Kemone? How did Rupa Goswami understand my heart? Which is very, very confidential. Ru Sarupa Koe Chani Kripa. Yes, Rudamatod, O Lord, I understood that you already showed mercy to Rupa Goswami when you met Rupa Goswami in Prayag, and that is the time you have bestowed mercy. Until unless somebody would have not received your mercy, how is it so that anybody could write such a verse? How is it so that anybody could understand your heart? One can understand the art of Krishna only by the mercy of Krishna. Sarup Damodar says, O Lord, you have certainly showed mercy to Rupa Goswami. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes. Rupa Goswami met me in Prayag. There I saw Rupa Goswami was very much qualified. Yogya Patra Jani, Ihara Mora Kripata Haila. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, O Sarup Damodar, when I met Rupa Goswami in Prayag, I saw that Rupa Goswami is a very qualified personality. Tabe Shakti Sanchari Ami Kailin Upadesh. Then I did Shakti Sanchar. Remember this word Shakti Sanchar. It's a very important word to be understood. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami to understand Krishna consciousness, to hear and understand Krishna consciousness. He empowered Sanatana Goswami to ask questions regarding Krishna consciousness, regarding Krishna Katha. And he empowered Ramanand Rai, to speak about Krishna. Krishna Katha Prashna Pumsan Prem Punatihi. Regarding Krishna Katha, there are always three kinds of people. One who hears and understands, one who asks questions, another who speaks. To do these three activities, that is hearing and understanding, number two, to raise questions regarding Krishna consciousness. Number three, to speak about Krishna consciousness. These three activities can only be done when somebody is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered these three to do Sanatana Goswami to inquire, Rupa Goswami to hear and understand, and Rai Ramanand to hear, to speak about Krishna. So Shakti Sanchara Amito Ilnopadesh. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, I specifically empowered Rupa Goswami I spoke to him about all the transcendental mellows to him. Tumiha kariyo ihara rasera vishesh. I specifically, rasera vishesh, transcendental mellows which are there, which Krishna experiences. All the things I explained to Rupa Goswami. And by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, we have this book called Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. Actually, Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu written by Rupa Goswami is the law book of ISKCON. Of course, GBC also have one law book. But the real law book of ISKCON is Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, which never changes. And it is the eternal law book of ISKCON. Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu is such a wonderful book. Everybody has to read this book, Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, to conduct their life accordingly. Actually, when we say, when we are driving, we should know the rules and regulations, the law of the particular country regarding the traffic rules. If you don't know the law of the country, then what will happen? If you drive in that country, we will be caught and we will be punished. The same way, there is a law which governs ISKCON. What is that law book? That law book is Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, as Horsprati. And Rupa Goswami has nicely mentioned the entire science of Krishna consciousness so perfectly in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. And it was personally told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to him. Anyhow, let us go further because Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu itself is a very wonderful topic. Here, as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke that because of my mercy, my Shakti Sancha, Rupa Goswami could understand my heart. Esrodhama told, that this unique composition of the words, I could understand, my dear Lord, Sarupakaya Yete Shloka Dikilnu. When I saw these words, I understood that you have bestowed mercy, special mercy in Rupa Goswami. Falena Falakaranam Manumiyate. By understanding, by seeing the result, one can understand the cause of the result. That means Rupa Goswami has understood the heart of Chaitanya. That itself shows that Rupa Goswami got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Sarup Damodar glorifies Sri Rupa Goswami. And after some time, the Chaturmas got over, and all the devotees, they all from Bengal, they all left back to Bengal. And one day, it so happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to meet Rupa Goswami. And Haridas Thakur was also there. At that time, Rupa Goswami was writing one book. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Rupa Goswami, snatched one paper, which he was writing, and then asked, "Oh, Rupa Goswami, what are you writing?" So, Rupa Goswami, he just stood, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the paper in which Rupa Goswami was writing. And he said, "Oh, what a wonderful writing you have got, handwriting you have got. And these aksharas, akshara dekhiya prabhu mane sukhi haila." So he became so happy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the handwriting of Rupa Goswami. And he said, "Shri rope rakshara ya muktara pankti." That handwriting of Rupa Goswami is like a nice, wonderful arrangement of pearls. It is like a pearl necklace. Nice, wonderful row of pearls. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he read the words which were written by Rupa Goswami. He went into ecstasy. Padite shloka prema vishta haila. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the words written by Rupa Goswami, and he was glorifying the handwriting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he read the words. When he read the words, then he completely drowned into ecstasy. Just imagine. The words written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drown Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into ecstasy. Generally, people say that the Supreme Lord, by his pastimes, he drowns the devotees in ecstasy. But here, it is opposite. The words written by Rupa Goswami, it drowned the Supreme Lord in ecstasy, ecstatic love. So then, as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read this verse, he gave it to Haridas Thakur. "Haridas, please read this verse." Haridas Thakur read that verse which was written by Rupa Goswami. And Haridas Thakur started dancing. Nachite lagila shlokera artha prashamsi. He started glorifying the verse and he was jumping and dancing. He held the verse to his heart and he was in total love in this verse. Then Haridas Thakur starts glorifying. He says,
Krishna na mera mahima, shastra sadhu mukhe jani. I have heard the glories of Krishna's name from scriptures, from sadhu, from great saints. I have heard. Haridas Thakur is Namacharya. And he says, I myself have heard the glories of their names from various scriptures. And also the glories of the names sung by great devotees of the Lord. But one thing I never heard about the name of Krishna, which is written in this particular verse by Rupa Goswami. What is it? Na mera madhuri aiche kaha nahi suni. Na mera madhuri. The nectarian, the nectar of the holy name, or the sweetness of the holy name, I have never heard from anyone. Till date, no scripture has described the sweetness of the name. Till date, no acharya. Till date, no sadhu has described the sweetness of the name. Glory of the name is described in the scriptures. It is described in the scriptures. Anybody chants the name of Krishna, it destroys so much of sin that even anybody cannot commit it. And the glory of scriptures talks of the glory of the holy name. The holy name is the essence of all the scriptures. It is described in the scriptures, the name of Krishna is transcendental. These things are all actually glories of the holy name. But as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are not interested in the glory of the holy name. We are interested in the sweetness of the holy name. And the sweetness of the holy name is described by Rupa Goswami. What is that verse? If you get time, any time in your life, I request you to memorize this verse. This is my favorite verse and which I chant before chanting. Before chanting the holy name, I chant this verse. This verse actually talks about the name given by Chaitanya. Do you think before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, name was not there? Many people were chanting Hare Krishna. It is not that only after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu name came to this world. No. It was there before also. Then why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as a person who gave us something which no incarnation has ever given before? What is that thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave? And that is described by Sarupa Damodar here. Described by Rupa Goswami here. Rupa Goswami says that the holy name given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not the same holy name which was there before. Before people used to chant the holy name, what that holy name was? That is the glorious holy name, which was chanted by people before. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave us the sweet name, not the glorious name, not the nama, which is full of mahima. He gave the nama, which is full of sweetness. If somebody says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us Harinam Sankirtan, no, it is wrong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give us Harinam Sankirtan. He gave us Prem Nam Sankirtan. People used to chant before also. But they did not go mad in the street jumping and dancing. But when ISKCON devotees start chanting, you find them crazy. Why? Because this holy name is different from the holy name which was there before. What is that holy name? That is described by Rupa Goswami. That is why it's called Chaitanya Manovishtam. So what is that description which Rupa Goswami gives? Tunde tanda viniratim viranute tunda vani labdaye karna krodha tatam dhini ghatayate karna arpudetya spriham cheta prangaratam dhinim vijayate सर्वेन्द्रियाणां कृतिं नौजाने जनिता किमाब्धिरमृते कृष्णेति वर्णद्वयी कृष्णेति वर्णद्वयी. Even to hear this poem by Rupa Goswami, this verse by Rupa Goswami is found in the Vidagdha Madhava, first chapter 15th verse, which is quoted by Krishna Sairaj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, Chapter 1, text number 99. Easy to remember. That is, Chaitanya Charitamrita Antarila, Chapter 1. 99 is a very interesting figure to remember. You can read this verse, memorize this verse, and then improve your chanting to know actually we are not chanting the names which were given by somebody else in the previous Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, which is talking about the Aishwarya Nama, which is full of glory. We are not interested the name is going to clean our, remove all our sin. And no. We are interested in the sweetness of the name which is described in the verse. Rupa Goswami, no Veda, no scripture talks about the sweetness of the name as confirmed by Haridas Thakur. It is only Rupa Goswami. In this particular verse, it describes the sweetness of the name. So let us see the sweetness, understand the meaning of this verse. Tunde tanda vinidatim tanute tunda vali labdhaye. Rupa Goswami says, Krishneti varnatvai. Krishna, there are two, tvai means two, two varnas are Krishna. When I chant this name of Krishna, then I feel that tunda vali labdhaye. When Krishna's name dances on my tongue, the ecstasy which I experience is that I want thousands and thousands of tongues. Then, when the sound of Krishna enters my ear, nakrodha kadambini ghatayate, as soon as it enters the ears, the ecstasy which I experience that I feel that I one ear is not enough, I require arbhude karnarbhudha. Arbhudha means millions and crores of 100 crores may karpuda. And millions and millions of so when through the ear, the sound, the sweet sound of Krishna enters my heart. Cheta prangana sanginem vijayate. When it enters the heart, sarvendriyanam kritim vijayate. It conquers the activity, the senses. That means all the senses become stunned. I don't know that. I only know I am there in Krishna's things, there nobody else. That's how Rupa Goswami is experiencing and also describing the sweetness of the name. He says, Nau jane janita atyabhiramritaye. I don't know in these two syllables, Krishna, how much ocean of nectar is there. I don't know the length, the breadth and depth of the ocean of the nectar of Krishna's name. So, what happened in the chapter? The sweetness which Radharani wants to experience from Krishna, that is hidden in this holy name which is described by Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, that is, he is the leader of all the Goswamis. He is Chaitanya Mano Vishnu. Daily we pray to Rupa Goswami, O Rupa, please keep me at near your lotus feet. Dada Kisla Padantikam. Pada means lotus feet. But Srila Prabhupada describes in a different way. He says, Pada means the words written by Rupa Goswami. We say in Hindi, Pada, Tulasi Das ke Pada. Pada means also verses. So, we always have to pray, O Rupa Goswami, keep me at your lotus feet. Of course, lotus feet of Rupa Goswami are there in spiritual world now at Rupa Manjari. And now to be at the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari, we need to have Siddha Deha. We need to have spiritual body. But in our sadhana deha, that means in the physical body, we can be at the pada of Rupa Goswami by chanting these verses which Rupa Goswami has written. Tunde tanda vinratim sahachari kurukshetra mitas. Not only that, Rupa Goswami has written immense verse. It was Stavamala, which has got 44 verses. In that there is something 44 stavas. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Ashtakam, Jati Ashtakam, Pratama, Titya, Tritya, Kunjabriya Ashtakam, Anandam Chandrika Stotram, and so many writings of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, when experiencing separation from Krishna, he started writing so many wonderful stotras. Then he used to breathe out the separation, the air of separation was so hot that there was a lot of dried leaves in front of him. The leaves started burning. Just imagine the heart of Rupa Goswami, how much separation has been. So, today is a very auspicious day. I don't have time to describe what Gauriyas Pandit now, because I took a long time to describe what Rupa Goswami, so I'm not going to speak much about him. So, we pray to Rupa Goswami, pray to Rupa Goswami, that one day or the other, if at all, your lotus feet are there in Krishna, as Rupa Manjari. If not that, at least now we have the books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata. And Rupa Goswami is Bhaktira Savana Sindhu. Let me be very close to Bhaktira Savana Sindhu, which are nothing but the Pada of Rupa Goswami. So in this way, pray to Rupa Goswami that one day the Madhurima, the sweetness of the name which is described by him in this beautiful book of Vidatta Madhava, Arjuna, that is, Tunde Tanda Vinidatim Vitanute, Tunda Vali Labdhaye, Karna Krodha Kadambini Ghatayate, Karna Arpude Jaspriham, Eta Prangar Sanginim Jayate, Sarvendriyanam Kritim, Naujane Janita Kya Pinamritai, Krishna Tivarnaplai. Let this verse take a form of very sweet jaggery when you are chanting the names of Krishna. It is prayer, she and this discussion on the Dosa. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Tanvat Pranam. Very, very wonderful class, and thank you so much for taking us into this in-depth Rupa Leela. Prabhuji, a very quick question.
Yeah.
So, is the Gopi Geet sung at Kurukshetra? Because it seemed like you mentioned the verse from the Gopi Geet.
Gopi Geet is sung, sung on the bank of River Yamuna in Vrindavan near Vamshivat. Not near Vamshivat means your Shringarvat is there. Little bit away from Shringarvat, there is a nice place of sand. They were sitting there and then singing.
Okay, so it seemed like you mentioned the verse from there also. So that's why I was thinking.
No,
thank
there,
you.
There the gopis are saying, O Krishna, in Vrindavan, Radharani is telling, you are telling us to meditate on your lotus feet. What meditation you are talking about? When we sang the Gopi Geet, at that time we told, keep your feet on our breast. So we are so concerned about your lotus feet. Yogis are only meditating, but we have concern.
Yes, so that's right. Really confused. Thank you very much for clarifying. Really appreciate it. Tanvat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhu.
We can stop. Any questions are there?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Tanvat Pranam. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. And thank you so much for setting up the Vrindavan mood. You know, Janmashtami is coming up and so nice pastimes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, at the beginning of the class, you said about one lady who said that don't mix up two pastimes of Vrindavan pastimes and Dwarka pastimes together. So who was that lady?
Satyabhama herself came.
So Satyabhama. So
Satyabhama, yeah. Krishna's wife Satyabhama herself came, and that place is also known as Satyabhamapur.
Oh.
On the way to from Navadip, when you go to Jagannath Puri, on the midway, there is still that place is there, Satyabhamapur. That is where she came and then told in the dream.
So, Prabhuji, it's kind of difficult to understand. Satyabhama is from she Dwarka, and how come Satyabhamapur is near Mayapur, Navadvip?
It is not near Nayama, it is midway between Mayapur and Jagannathpuri.
Okay.
It is in Orissa.
So, is that is that her mother's place, Satyabhamapur is?
No. Satyabhama, that village name is Satyabhamapur, that's all.
Okay.
It is not Satyabhama's place. The village name is Satyabhamapur.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Kuti Kuti, Dengar Pranam to your Deva. Very much for taking us in Sridham Vrindavan Dham, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for such a beautiful talk today. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. You wonderfully described the Shiva Prabhu Swami. describing the sweetness and beauty of Krishna. Very wonderful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad pranam. Hare Krishna.
Dhanyavad.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad pranam. Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful morning lecture. Thank you so much. Dhanyavad pranam.
Hare Krishna, if no one has any questions or comments, you can begin now. Let's hear our wishes to all the Vaishnava, Vanchya Kalpatru Keshya,
Kripa, Vinu, 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 Vin